Up next, Out Loud with John McCaldwell, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
Remember when the media roundly dismissed the idea that COVID could have begun as a laboratory accident in Wuhan, China? Remember when so-called journalists demonized anyone who thought the Wuhan lab leak theory had legs as a racist crackpot conspiracy theorist? I do. I know you do too. And now it looks like the media owes us all an apology for not doing their jobs. This is Out Loud with Gianno Caldwell. Thank you for joining Out Loud with Gianno Caldwell. Today is a very special day because I want to talk to you directly about what's going on in our country. As you all, I'm sure, are aware, we've been living in a scenario whereas freedoms have been usurped, the ability to make money for many Americans has diminished, the ability to go outside with your normal everyday clothing, without the face mask, of course, has been beyond us for over a year. The ability to just live your life as you have always, gone. Why? Because COVID-19 came around. Many doctors didn't know what it was or how to respond to it, and we understand that. It was new for all of us. But then there were individuals in which we relied on to tell us the truth. Certainly we know we weren't going to get that from the media per se, and we were in the midst of an election, and an economy that was booming was no longer. So what do? We look for the White House. We look for our infectious disease experts to tell us how we should move in this pandemic. What should we be doing? And for many of us, we didn't begin to take it seriously until they canceled the NBA. Then that's when it was a true panic that ensued. But there was one guy, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was supposed to guide us through one of the most horrific events our country has ever experienced. And unfortunately, I have some bad news to report, and I actually have a word of the day. The word of the day is finessed. Dr. Anthony Fauci finessed the majority of the American public, and the mainstream media was totally complicit in it. They were complicit by not taking in all sides of information. They were complicit by virtue of listening to one man who, in some cases, did not follow all the science. They were complicit because they wanted to ensure that another man by the name of Donald Trump was going to lose the election. To what cost? People lost their livelihoods. But I guess in 2021, Trump isn't president. So for them, perhaps it was well worth it. And as you know, Dr. Anthony Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And he is the media's golden boy throughout the coronavirus, almost like another governor that we know who was the golden boy throughout the coronavirus, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. But thanks to the Freedom of Information Act, we now have thousands of private emails that Dr. Anthony Fauci has sent or received talking about COVID-19. And I'm going to read one of them to you, and I'm sure you will be very upset by the fact that we've lived through all of this, and this man had a point of view that he talked about on television, and privately through emails, he was saying something else altogether. A writer sent him a note asking about face masks while traveling, and he said, "Masks are really for infected people, to prevent them from spreading infection to people who are not infected rather than protecting uninfected people from acquiring infection. The typical mask you buy in a drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through the material." He also went on to say, this is what really gets me, and we're talking about the country's leading infectious disease expert. He said, the writer, if they were to wear, they didn't need to wear a mask during travel to a very low risk location. All right, now I don't know what very low risk location really means, but certainly if we listen to this soundbite, as Dr. Fauci has described the importance of wearing masks and honestly flip-flopped on it many times. Maybe he'll tell us what exactly that means, but I doubt it. Take a listen.
You spoke about my emails. You look at my emails, I never in the email said anything derogatory about President Trump.
Well, the true mark of someone is if they look good, even when their personal emails come out. So you pass the test that very few of us would pass.
Now, I don't know about you, but just listening to what he had to say and just hearing the various sound bites, I'm a bit confused. And I feel like Dr. Fauci was also confused by telling us one thing and believing another. Now, interestingly enough, there's been actual elected officials in the Senate and the House of Representatives, even Donald Trump himself, who questioned Dr. Fauci's quote-unquote science. And I'm a big believer in science, so don't think that I'm providing any conspiracies here, because we can all find the media reporting on this. Senator Rand Paul was one of them. He started an argument with Dr. Fauci when he came before one of the Senate committees. It was a congressional hearing on the origins of COVID-19. And theories have circulated throughout the pandemic about whether the coronavirus sprouted in a lab and was accidentally or purposefully released. And of course, the consensus varied. In a lot of cases where Dr. Fauci said, no, it was this, the media just believed it. They didn't listen to any opposing viewpoints on the issue. And they just took his word as gold. And, you know, it's honestly just, that's not journalism. You're supposed to, you hear what a person says, you investigate, and you source it, and then you come to your own conclusions. You don't just take the word of one individual. And how do I know this to be true? Because whenever Trump said something was true, they would say, we don't believe you. And they would, maybe somebody possibly in one of those conservative media outlets would find something that verifies what he said. And others would say, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory, right wing conspiracy theory, just like the origins of COVID-19. We need to pause here for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. So during a Senate committee hearing, Paul, and we're talking about Senator Rand Paul, focused on the speculation that the virus may have came from a lab in Wuhan, China. And Dr. Fauci was questioned about this. And Paul said, Dr. Fauci, we don't know whether the pandemic started in a lab in Wuhan or evolved naturally, but what we want to know, Paul began to say, 3 million people have died from this pandemic, and that should cause us to explore all possibilities. Now, Rand Paul has talked about the fact that he believes that the virus did originate in Wuhan, China, in a lab. But in this instance, he was telling Dr. Fauci, listen, we have all these people who have died from COVID-19. Shouldn't all cards be on the table as to what we should be exploring to see if this is true or not? Like, shouldn't we be asking these questions? Shouldn't we be investigating everything? You know what Dr. Fauci said? He told him he was wrong. Flat out, you're wrong. Basically, you don't know what you're talking about. Now, we're talking about Senator Rand Paul isn't just a senator. He's elected, clearly. He represents his constituency, but he's also a scientist. He's a fellow scientist. He's a doctor. Just like Dr. Fauci. And he has every right, just like we do, who've lost our freedoms and rights over the course of over a year. We should be questioning it too. But Dr. Fauci said, no, you're wrong. And you know what the media did? He wrote him off as another Trump conspiracy theorist who was against science, even though he's a doctor. This is where we are. In a place where you simply put cannot just trust something that the mainstream media says. If you read it, you better go try to find 5 other sources to verify what you just read. I never thought that I would be in a place, especially when it comes to science, which we know the Democratic Party is supposed to be the party of science, where people who are so afraid to be honest, and we're talking about now a number of doctors who have lost everything because they were honest about what their beliefs were with the origins of COVID-19, how to handle COVID-19, who legitimately were labeled conspiracy theories. Let's not even just talk about that. Let's move on. Let's move on beyond just those who were labeled conspiracy theories. What about those who said that if you believe that the virus occurred in this lab in China, that you were racist? What about that? What about if you, Donald Trump labeled the virus, which a lot of reporting now backs up, and a lot of journalists, if you're looking at the reporting now, a lot of journalists have admitted on the record that they dismissed the origin of the virus coming from the Wuhan lab because Donald Trump and Republicans mentioned it. Let that sink in. Because of the source of it, instead of investigating it, they decided, hey, you know, we're going to label this. This is racism, which we often see on the left. We're going to label this as racist. And we're going to say that in this case, because Donald Trump mentioned it, that it's some fringe theory that's in the back rooms of the Internet, the black hole of the Internet, where all Trump supporters lie and don't where they reside and don't believe in science. You understand that you, who may not have believed the mainstream media, you're not crazy. Even though your friends and family maybe have said, listen, you got to stop listening to that. This is what you need to do. You need to go do this, that, and the other, because that's what the media said you should do. And you said, no, I want to think for myself. I want to do the research. I want to see the compelling evidence. Of course, we all want to be safe. And I'm not saying that folks should not have taken precautions. Absolutely, they should have. But we want the press to hold those accountable for what they told us. But they're not gonna do that because they've been complicit. You know, it's interesting. There's an individual who's a reporter. He used to work for Fox News Channel. He recently tweeted about the origins of it. And as we know, China has not obliged American investigators to go into this particular lab and see, you know, was there any origins of it there. They've pretty much locked Americans and any health officials out of the process. It's a guy by the name of Adam Housley. He has reported, and we're talking about the origins of it, he has reported that U.S. intelligence now has a Chinese defector with Wuhan info, and China is trying to produce variants that suggest it came from bats to cover up that the coronavirus originally came from a lab. And we're talking about that Wuhan lab in particular. Now, I'm interested in knowing, now with the press taking a turn saying, oh, maybe there was something to this after all. Sorry that we, you know, pretty much ended livelihoods for millions of people across the country, and we were complicit and not actually getting a fact-based analysis and getting other points of view and allowing them to speak openly about this. Well, maybe they'll jump in on it now and see, you know, how to possibly verify what's being reported now. I kind of doubt it, though. You know what, folks? I think what we're looking at now is media malpractice. The institution that is supposed to look out for our best interests has failed us. They've been derelict in their duties. And now it's upon us to look for other sources of information or verify 3-4 times what we read, because we just simply put cannot be trusting to an institution that has failed us far too many times. You know, you would think when officials like CDC, former CDC Director Robert Redfield, backed the lab leak theory, you would think the media would take it more seriously. Some of the scientists that were working in the Wuhan lab there back in November 2019 were hospitalized with COVID-19 symptoms. That's back in November 2019. Among other circumstantial evidence, we've seen other instances where there was clearly, in my opinion, a cover-up by way of China. Why don't you allow people to investigate? We know exactly how COVID-19 would benefit China. They're going to overtake the U.S. economy sooner than they might have. And truthfully speaking, when Trump got in and he was ushering in a prosperity that we'd never seen before, the lowest black unemployment rate ever recorded, the lowest Hispanic unemployment rate ever recorded, the lowest for Asians, women, 50-year low. I mean, the list goes on and on. GDP growth rocketing. You know, we could talk about spending, and I'm all about us containing our spending as a country. I think we all should always should do that. But Trump was spending money, but we had a GDP growth that would have allowed us to spend and be able to pay whatever debt we had back, especially if things were to continue. Also, we know China, trade. Trump was very hard on China when it came to trade. And there was a lot of words fired back and forth when it came to trade. We're talking about a trade deficit at over $500 billion a year. You're talking with a B, $500 billion trade deficit with China. And Trump said, hey, we need to get this deficit under control. They need to be doing better trade with us. We shouldn't be at a deficit. Of course, mainstream media. Oh, no. We can't have that. We absolutely cannot have that. We don't want to get into a fight with China. Well, I mean, you're the president of the United States. You represent your country. You should be getting the best deal for your country. And the economy continued to do well. So I can't factually say that China released it, but I can say it, in my opinion, looks like it to me. It, in my opinion, looks like that it would have benefited them, especially with all the fights that were going on when it came to trade. And if you can weaken the U.S. economy and thereby other economies around the world, you're in a position to really dominate. We know that China has been doing work in Africa. We know they've been doing work all across the globe because they want to be the world superpower. We understand that. So we understand exactly why it would make sense for China to release something like that from their point of view. I mean, all of us obviously suffered because of it. How many people have lost loved ones because of this? Millions of people across the world. And then you look in the U.S. and you look state by state. This was a very serious thing. And we continue to see evidence that points to China. And maybe now the media is beginning to think, oh, maybe we should hold them accountable. But what will happen? What will Joe Biden do? We know about his son and his business dealings with China. We've heard the reporting from the New York Post and Joe Biden's son, business partner, who talked about 10% for the big guy, which he alleged was 10% of whatever Joe Biden's son earned would go to Joe Biden himself. We understand that. So can we have faith in a president, a commander in chief, to take action if we were to discover and it were to be fully verified that China unleashed this virus on the world? Can we expect him to do anything about it? I don't have much hope, my friends. I'm gonna be honest with you about that. I really don't. Before we move on, let's take a quick break. Back in a second. I mean, the question is, did political correctness play a part in all of this? Did it? I mean, was that a part of it? You can't call people out now because it's deemed racist. I don't know. Perhaps it did. I know for some folks it surely did. If you read the New York Times and the Washington Post, it clearly shows that if you mention China in a particular light, especially if it was coming from Trump, it was deemed to be racist. We saw what Nancy Pelosi did. She went down to Chinatown in San Francisco and said, hey, we're open for business. And I'm not sure if that tweet is still up because she called Trump essentially a racist for saying, hey, we need to close the border, allowing certain people into the country coming from particular regions of the world. It was considered racist. Do we see groupthink in media? Absolutely. Absolutely. Whatever the New York Times says is gold for so many people in the media. It's the gold standard, especially that idea is disappointing when you see them operate with so much liberal bias on these issues on a weekly basis. And sometimes they'll even admit it. And this is what I don't understand. Where are the standards in journalism? They got to be more honest journalists out there. And I know that there are. We had Harris Faulkner on maybe two, 3 weeks ago. I had Harris Faulkner on talking about integrity in the press. I see some of my colleagues in the media, Fox News and other places. They do, but you see a report comes out by them and people on New York Times and other places try to debunk it and ends up being true. And you know what? I got to tell you, I am honestly tired of Donald Trump being so right on these issues. He'll say something that media will say, oh, that's completely outlandish, can't be true, it sounds crazy. And to be honest with you, he said some things where I'm like, no, that can't be true. It does sound crazy. And then it comes out, he was right the whole time. I'm honestly, I'm tired of it because I expect much more from our institutions. I expect much more from our press. I expect them to operate with integrity. I expect them to be unbiased, which is almost not even a word you can apply to mainstream media, because some of them are operating like Democrats with press passes all day. And now we're in a scenario where our lives, our livelihood for many of us have been usurped. Folks have lost their families and couldn't even go to the funerals. They couldn't travel on planes. And we find out that one man, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and there's thousands of emails out there, and I encourage people to go read as much of it as you can, wasn't completely and totally honest with us. And that, my friends, is why I needed to speak to you very directly, just one-on-one, because I'm very, very disappointed with where we are as a country. And my only hope is that we'll see more people who are willing to come out and be honest. I'm hoping that this defector that Adam Housley is reporting on, who has Wuhan info, I'm hoping that that person comes to light. And I'm hoping that our government takes very serious action if it is proven, without question and without doubt, that China unleashed this virus on the world, that there will be legit action taken, and no other country will be able to do this to us again. Thank you for joining me today on Out Loud with Gianno Caldwell. Thank you all again. God bless. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review and rate us with 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. If you have any questions for me, please email me at outloud@gingrich360.com and I'll try to answer them in our future episodes. And please sign up for my monthly newsletter at gingrich360.com/outloud. You can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Parler at Gianno Caldwell. And if you're interested in learning more about my story, please pick up a copy of my best-selling book titled Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed. Special thanks to our producer, John Cassio, researcher Aaron Klingman, and executive producers Debbie Myers and speaker Newt Gingrich, all part of the Gingrich 360 Network.